Michigan Rundown Podcast.
Walton, Chapman, hoist a three. Michigan wins!
At midcourt, extra pass.
And it goes for the win!
Presented by Jake Singer.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Michigan Rundown Podcast. My name is Jake Singer, and on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the Michigan basketball team and what they need to do to secure a one seed in the NCAA basketball tournament and possibly win it all. The Michigan basketball team just came off of one of their toughest weeks they've had in years after having to play Ohio State, Indiana, Iowa, and now Illinois all within a week and a half span. That takes a lot off of a team. And Michigan won three of those four games. That's why they were ranked number two in the country. So now after coming off of last night's loss, I'm really not that worried. Many of you might be. And it's possible that you have some reason to be nervous. But I'm going to explain to you why we really shouldn't be. Michigan just beat two top 10 teams within 1 week span and jumped to number two in the country. Meaning that the committee felt as if they were even better than Baylor was. Baylor just barely won last night themselves. And now Michigan lost to Illinois, it really gives the team another chance to regroup. You see, a few months ago when Michigan lost to Minnesota, that was actually a big learning opportunity for that team. And many fans attribute that loss to actually their success now, because Juwan Howard needs more of these teaching moments for these players. Because once this team keeps winning and they keep beating all these really good teams, they start really believing themselves, but also believing that they can't lose. So they need some reality checks. And it's better that this reality check occurs now during the regular season when they're ranked number two in the country rather than in the Big Ten or NCAA tournament. This was bound to happen. Michigan, the players looked exhausted last night, for starters. They barely shot over 38% of the field, and they only shot a total of 7 three-pointers. That is not this Michigan team. Not to mention, Juwan Howard put in the backups with at least 3 minutes left in the game, meaning that he wanted to give those guys a playing opportunity because he knew that this game did not matter as much as we think it does. Because one, we lost to a top four team in the country. Illinois right now is projected to be a one seed, just like Michigan is in the basketball tournament. So that really lowers the loss in that game. We didn't lose to an unranked team. We didn't lose to a team that was ranked in the 20s. We lost to a number four team in the country. Number two is Michigan still has a lot of basketball left even before the NCAA tournament. We have to play Michigan State back to back, and they've had some good wins in the last few weeks themselves. And then we have the whole Big Ten tournament. And in the Big Ten tournament, it's possible that Michigan comes back in the championship game and has to play Illinois. If they beat Illinois, then all is forgiven and everything is forgotten from this loss. I think that's a big thing to remember, that there's a lot of basketball left. Number two, these players just look tired. We know what they're capable of. Franz Wagner is having an amazing season. Hunter Dickinson is having an amazing season. Livers is shooting extremely consistently. Eli Brooks passing and Mike Smith passing are both always on point. And last night, everything just looked out of shambles. Livers went down for a few minutes. Hunter Dickinson got into foul trouble with 14 minutes left in the second half and didn't even finish with 10 points. Franz Wagner wasn't shooting well either. This entire team looked out of sorts. But you have to remember that this is not the team that we remember for this entire season. This is only our second loss the entire season. That is still third best in the entire country record-wise. So you have to take that into consideration. Number three is that, again, this is a learning moment. Juwan Howard, as I just said, hasn't had much to work with these players on techniques to learn, ways that they can lose games because they've been playing so well. And their defense has been so good too that they didn't necessarily have to put on the best shooting performance to win every single game. This is a great example of being completely out-rebounded, the opposing team just making every single shot that they take, and our team not shooting well whatsoever. So when you take these factors into consideration, this is why I'm really not that worried about Michigan's team. Illinois was just the better team last night. They came in, they were hungry for a win, and they got the win. And they took advantage of a Michigan team that was depleted and exhausted. So going forward, a few things need to happen for this not to occur again. And we're kind of getting into that point of the season where this really shouldn't be happening again. It's okay that they lost last night, but they really shouldn't lose once again. There are a few things that need to happen. Number one is Mike Smith. Mike Smith needs to stop turning the ball over. He is a great passer and can shoot the ball really well, but his biggest downside is that he does still turn the ball over a lot. He forces passes inside Hunter Dickinson when they're not there. He forces passes on the three-point line when the opposing team is heavily guarding the Michigan players. And he waits till the last second to just throw shots up because he's looking to pass the ball. What he needs to do is he needs to take control in those certain situations. When Michigan is getting down by 10, 12 points, he's the point guard. He needs to start driving the ball. He needs to start asking for screens. He has to take control because the more he starts driving, the more players swarm to him, and that leaves opportunities on the three-point line. All of our shots looked difficult last night. They looked like they were taking just really difficult shots, and they weren't getting easy shots at all. And the Michigan starters need to start taking advantage when they can and start handling the rock. Not in the way Franz Wagner was doing, though. Franz Wagner occasionally becomes very selfish with the ball. He has to stop doing that. He is an amazing shooter. He's an amazing passer. He's an amazing rebounder. And he's an amazing defender. He's an amazing basketball player in general. So there's no reason for him to be taking these off-balance one-foot floaters on the left side of the basket, shooting with his right hand with 15 seconds left on the shot clock. He needs to take advantage. He needs to use his size. He needs to pound the ball inside and look on the three-point line if someone is open. If not, then you decide what you want to do next from that situation. But there were too many instances where he's just shooting really insane shots that are not necessary to be taken. And that's a turnover in many ways. It's not deemed a turnover, but it is a turnover when you take a bad shot and you immediately lose possession of the ball within the first 10 seconds of the shot clock. Next, I want to go to Shawnee Brown. Shawnee Brown has been a great acquisition to this team this year. You know, he's a transfer from Wake Forest, had an amazing career at Wake Forest, and he comes to Michigan, and he's sitting on the bench, whereas at Wake Forest, he was a starter, and he had to really adapt to the new situation at Michigan. But too many times now, he's taking three-point shots that he knows that he's not making. There are too many three-point shots that he's not making rather than making. And I think he needs to stop shooting the ball as much as he's shooting the ball. He's taking contested corner three-point shots at least three or four times a game, and at most he's making one of them. And once again, those are in some ways turnovers. If you airball it or you give the ball back immediately to the other team and you're taking these shots when you know you could be looking for a different shot, you need to be looking for a different shot. I know the three-point game's his game, but he's not a starter anymore, meaning he's not having the opportunity to take as many shots. And because of that, he gets anxious, so when he gets the ball, he just throws it up to the hoop. But what he needs to do is he needs to take a second, analyze the defense, analyze the offense, and make a smart decision. If he has a three-point shot open, please take it. That's your shot. But you should not be taking contested three-point shots on every possession, because those shots you can get on any possession. You have to wait for the opportunity to pass the ball or get a wide-open look, and if need be at the last second, then you make a decision to take the shot. There's too much rushed offense occurring on this team right now for this team to actually win a national championship. Again, this is all not necessarily just taken away from last night, but this is just from the last few weeks, but now it's finally an opportunity to actually say something about it, because these problems were not just last night. They've been here, but Michigan's been playing so well overall that they've never been an issue. But finally, a team like Illinois came in and took advantage of these issues. They recognized all of Michigan's weaknesses, and they took fully advantage of them. So now I believe it's a time to highlight these weaknesses so they don't occur again. Isaiah Livers is next. Isaiah has been playing outstanding every single game. I think there's a few minor details that I think he can improve upon. Number one is that he does occasionally get into foul trouble. And I think that could be a real problem in the Big Ten and NCAA tournament if he somehow gets into foul trouble, because there's not necessarily a player after him. Behind Isaiah Livers is Brandon Johns Jr., which is a very large discrepancy in talent-wise. Brandon Johns Jr. still has a lot of years of playing, so I'm not worried, but at least for this year alone, you need Isaiah Livers out there if you can get him out there. Number two is Isaiah can create his own shot. Not everybody on Michigan can do that. but he can create his own shots. We need to start doing that more, especially when we start going down by a lot of points and Mike Smith is still passing him the ball. He needs to take those fadeaway mid-range shots. He needs to take his wide open threes. He needs to drive. He has to draw fouls. He is a big guy who has a lot of talent and is capable of making these plays. And yet, so for some reason, occasionally he'll get hot and then be completely turned away from the entire offense, and the offense will just not run through him for 3 to 4 minutes. And that's a lot of precious time that you need to run the offense through Isaiah Livers. Next, finally, is Hunter Dickinson. Hunter's been playing amazing all year round, but finally, when he went up against Kofi Coburn last night, he had a rude awakening. Because, number one, he got into foul trouble early, which is a really big issue. Because, once again, just like Isaiah Livers, there's not really, you have Austin Davis behind him. And Austin Davis is a great second center, but you can't have Austin Davis be playing for more than 6 minutes of the game. Or at least of a half, I should say. Hunter Dickinson should not be out of a half for more than 6 minutes at a time. And that's what happened last night. Hunter Dickinson was pretty much out for the entire second half because of his foul trouble. Number two is when he was in last night, he was taking in outrageous shots. When you go up against a guy that's like Kofi Coburn, who's a 7'1 big center, who's bigger than Hunter Dickinson is, Hunter Dickinson should not be taking those mid-range fadeaway shots, those mid-range shots in general. His game is the inside post game, and he needs to stick to it. And if his shot isn't there, he needs to pass it back out. That's also a reminder to the rest of the team, too. They should not be passing the ball inside Hunter Dickinson on every possession when he's not making his shots. Because, once again, a lot of those shots were misses. And it was very rare that he actually had a wide-open opportunity to make the shot. He needs, if he has the opportunity on a big guy like that, he needs to start drawing fouls, which he did last night. Kofi Coburn also was in foul trouble all last night. But when both of them are in foul trouble, it doesn't do much. It's only when Hunter Dickinson is not drawing drawing fouls but not committing fouls when we can actually have a lot of success, which is we've had success against these other teams before, because that's what the case was. And then finally, I want to address the bench players. When these guys get in there, such as Brandon Jones Jr., you have Terrence Williams, and even some of the other guys that get in, like Zeb Jackson or even Jace Howard, these opportunities cannot be, you can't tread lightly with these opportunities, especially a guy like Brandon Jones Jr. and sometimes Terrence Williams, who gets a few minutes when these guys get into foul trouble. They have to stop making bad mistakes. There are too many mistakes occurring. When you start shuffling with that entire lineup and you start putting Brandon Jones Jr. in there with Mike Smith and Terrence Williams and all these other backups in there, the other opposing team might still have their starters in there, especially for the NCAA tournament, when sometimes you might need to go into the depth of your team. These guys are good players. They're at Michigan for a reason. So they need to take advantage of these opposing teams, and they need to use their skill sets. They have to stop taking bad shots and stop turning the ball over. They need to start playing good defense. Even Austin Davis, too. Austin Davis is has a consistent shot range around the hoop. So because of that, he needs to get towards a hoop, but he still shouldn't be forcing shots up. He should only be taking shots that he knows he can make. Because when he's still going up against a guy like Kofi Coburn, that's not a good matchup for Michigan. Overall, it was a big learning experience for this entire team, for Juwan Howard. Juwan Howard now has more to work with in terms of teaching these guys, because once guys start winning a lot of games, they're not thinking they need to improve in any way. They think they're on top of the world. And it's good to have reality checks in games that don't matter as much. And I really chalk this up to a game that didn't matter as much as people might think it did. It was a top four matchup, but at this late in the year, those teams could be solid number one overall seeds if they win out for the rest of the year, which I really believe Michigan and Illinois can do. And because of that, this is a great learning experience for Michigan. They're going up against a high caliber team. Once again, now they can go into the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament, you know, waltz their way through the first few rounds of both of those tournaments and then get to that good competition that they've been facing all year and be comfortable around that. So I think this was a really great learning opportunity for this team. There's a lot more basketball to go. I don't see Michigan getting out any really early in either the Big Ten tourney or the NCAA tourney, but they have to be a well-oiled machine. This team is a team. They're not a single player. Some of these other NCAA tournament teams that you're going to see, there's a single player playing for this team. Michigan is a five-man lineup at all times. And there's a lot of passing, a lot of teamwork going on, a lot of defense occurring. They just need to get back to that. And I think they can have a great shot at winning this NCAA National Championship. So with that, that concludes my episode of this podcast. I appreciate you all for listening. And stay tuned for Michigan making a deep tourney run. Thank you.